Welcome back. You're listening to Drilling Guys on the Drilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We're beefing it up. It's the middle of April, and tax season is right around the corner here, and it just makes me want to burn something. So we're going to put a little beef on the grill. And Barbecue Bob, one of your favorite cuts of meat, you rant and rave about this, is called a tri-tip. Why is that?
Do I really rant and rave about it?
You do. Believe me. You talk about that cut more than you talk about almost any.
Well, I think it's a value. I think, you know, what a lot of people in the Midwest don't play with is a tri-tip. And it's an easy piece of meat to cook. And you can go to your favorite butcher. I get mine at Sobeys. Shocker.
Right.
But now, when you depending on who you buy it from, you've got to be careful because it may be trimmed or it may not be trimmed. And what this thing looks like is a three-dimensional sort of elongated triangle or almost in a diamond shape, you know?
Okay.
It's an odd shape.
If you took a cross-section of it, yeah.
It's in an odd shape, but it's skinnier on one end, big and angular on the other end, and it's just a beautiful piece of meat. Typical tri-tip's going to be 2 to 2.4 pounds probably. Right in there. So
and where's
not
this
overly
on the
big.
Price meter?
I'm going to say you can pick up a nice one for $8 a pound.
Okay.
Maybe 10 if it's a prime. But I found them as low as like $6 a pound. So if they're on sale, you have a hard time going wrong with it. But now, if you get it from a big box store, let's say you're in Costco. If you buy them there, they're going to be cryovacked and they're not going to be trimmed. The important thing is that you have a nice sharp trimming knife and you take the silver skin and the little weird pieces off the outside, whatever it is, cartilage. And so you want to clean it up nice because okay. It's a lean piece of meat and it's got a kind of a cool marbling in it that's very unique. It doesn't look like marbling. It's like a fleck, but it does have some fat in it. But not a lot. So that's why you never want to cook it over medium rare. Now, the famous Brand's restaurant chain made their claim to fame on the Tommy Brand Sizzler or Johnny Brand Sizzler. And that was actually sliced up tri-tip from what I'm told. Now, some people say it's a ball tip. It could be, but I make steaks out of tri-tips as well. If you just cut it across the grain at an inch thick, rub it down with oil, it is a beautiful piece of meat. But
and again, you put the oil on there to get a little moisture in it because it is so lean.
You got to be careful.
Right.
Yeah. So if I'm going to grill it, I'm going to oil it up and just flash it real quick, medium rare.
Seasoning stay on it better a little bit.
You got to season it first. Yeah. Season it first and then put your oil on. And again, I'm just going to do something real simple on it. But so if you've trimmed it up and you want to smoke it, you could marinate it. You could rub it and wrap it overnight if you wanted, but be very careful not to have too salty of a mix because it's pretty lean and you don't want to draw too much moisture. So I'm probably just going to salt it and throw it on the smoker. I'm going to put some salt and pepper, garlic, whatever my favorite blend is, your favorite blend, and I'm going to throw it on the smoker at about 225 for about 2 hours. And take your digital probe out there and hit the fat part of the center. When that is 130, 135, pull it.
Okay.
I pulled mine the other day at 137, and they were fantastic.
And it'll go up 3 or 4 degrees when you first take it off, but you let it on the bench to rest another 5-10 minutes, and when you slice it up, it'll be right there at that medium rare.
Yeah. Level. I wrapped it in foil. And
what? You put anything in foil? Can't
uh-huh.
be.
Yeah, I wrapped it. Well, it was hot. I didn't want to put plastic on it. So I wrapped it in foil and let it rest for a half an hour. And I pulled it out and I let my asparagus and beet. I showed you the picture of that stuff I cooked for my buddies last week.
Yeah, I'm not a big beet guy, but okay.
That's okay. I didn't force anybody to eat them. So I'm on a health kick. I'm trying to eat all this healthy stuff, and
right.
beets are a superfood.
Sure.
So I'm trying to get my body healthier.
Right. And as we age, you and I anyway,
everybody.
That's a little tougher.
Everybody.
That's
yep.
a little tougher
it
to
is.
Do.
It is. And that's where Snap Fitness comes in.
Right.
A little plug for Snap Fitness of West Michigan. So I brought it up to about 137, parked it. When I shaved it off, I generally cut the tip off a little early because I need to test the meat and see if it's
sure.
right.
Well, and it'll get overdone. Obviously, that's the smallest part. Right.
It's going to. So before I even probe that, I'll look at that end and I'll see it's kind of perfect and I'll just lop it off and set it on the platter. And then,
does that ever make it inside?
This one did, actually.
The tip did?
I brought it in, and these guys were starving, so I carved up little pieces
little
and
appetizer.
Asked them if they thought they'd like it.
Yeah, right. How's this going to be in 10
yeah,
minutes, guys?
Yeah, yeah. It was, so that's a fun thing to do
it
if
is.
You're on the grill, right?
Right.
Everybody wants to hand out the little snacks to the seagulls.
Seagulls, yeah.
You could do the same process on your grill, because a lot of you don't have smokers.
Right.
So you just do it in an offset fashion.
Mm-hmm. And what Bob's speaking of there is your grill either has a left and right burners. If you got multiple burners, the front or the back half, whether they go lateral or they go horizontal, you want to light up a section to create heat, but you want to leave another section cool. And there is where you put the actual protein or the product, in this case the tri-tip, on the cool side, because you're not trying to grill it. You're almost trying to hit it with convective heat and bake it.
But you're assuming it's gas.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you might have a charcoal grill. And if that's the case, which is better, frankly, for the tri-tip, is you just build your fire on one side of the grill. So you can control it with gas or you can control it with the charcoal,
right.
Either way.
That's right. And you can even build your fire in the center. And like once you get it nice and hot and nice red coals, just have a shovel or something, whatever you use to manipulate your hot coals. Scrape them all to one side, then put your rack on, and you're good to go.
Right, right.
Because like in a kettle, it's hard to do it just on a side. You got to kind of do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about that last week, and I want to issue my correction out here. Is it we were talking about a big green egg and how hard it was to use that as an open grill. And you pointed out to me after the show, and you were spot on right, is like you can use your big green egg or your kettle grill, your Kamado grill, right? Those are all the same thing, different names
exactly.
for the same thing. You can use that as a charcoal grill. My assumption was I put too much charcoal in it, right? When I load that thing up, it gets 800 degrees.
Well, because you're generally smoking on
right,
it.
Right, and you damper the air. So when I open the lid to turn it into a grill, it's like, bam, I've got an 850 degrees.
So you didn't shave your eyebrows.
Right, yeah. So the correction is that if you're going to use a Kamado as a grill, use much less fuel, and when you get it set, move it to one side so you can adjust how much heat's coming on the meat.
So when it comes back to tri-tips, just to wrap this up, if it's cryovac'd, it has not been trimmed. You're going to have to trim the silver skin off it.
Right.
Or you'll be unhappy because you'll be pulling like threads that are 3 feet long out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's just connective tissue. If it's from the butcher and he does a nice job cleaning it up, season it, rub some oil on it, throw it in the smoker on your grill. I mean, if it's a worst case scenario, throw that baby in the oven.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to tackle what I feel is the toughest, not tenderness-wise, but the toughest piece of meat on the grill or the smoker to get done correctly. And Barbecue Bob is somewhat of an expert on this. So,
chicken lips?
Yeah, no, we're talking beef brisket. And there's prep techniques and there's cooking techniques. So stick with us. We'll be back.
On a billboard, 1-800, get to know me. Wondered, was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in LA?